Oh, boy. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to say thank you in advance for your valuable time. I've got an excellent quote to start the show. Oh, boy, this is going to go great, isn't it? Got an excellent quote to start the show, ladies and gentlemen. The most urgent necessity is not that the state should teach, but that it should allow education. All monopolies are detestable, but the worst of all is the monopoly of education, written by a man named Frederick Bastiat back in the 1850s, ladies and gentlemen, in a book called The Law. Welcome back to Brush Briars of Freedom, live at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, Tucson's live local organic radio, from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me and the people that actually support me, ladies and gentlemen. You guys know I kind of get this. I get this a little better than most. Maybe I'm different, maybe I'm crazy. Who knows what, sorry about the cowbell. More cowbell, right? Guys, Perfection Auto Works get it, just like I do. Your personal protection, I am telling you, you are on your own. Always, always been saying this. You are on your own. Keep yourself out of a situation where you do not have to use a firearm. Boy, this English is a second language day today. As you don't want to get into a place where you need to use a firearm to defend yourself. Your personal protection includes a massive amount of responsibility. That includes keeping your eyes open, ladies and gentlemen. Situational awareness is everything in this game. This precious gift from God is yours. This precious gift from God is mine. Mine to protect. Yours to protect. Yours to learn, train, and actually get good at. Especially if you got kids. Guys at Perfection Auto Works get it. They've been backing me up almost we're going 3.5 years now at 323-8650. The doers and shakers of Tucson, Arizona, ladies and gentlemen, when my red truck is critical to the operation of the new thing going on, I trust Mike, Derek, and the crew at Perfection Auto Works. And Mike puts Derek, especially Derek, and I got to say words to this guy, that truck means something to Derek. It's my truck, but it means something that is absolutely spot on, top to bottom, side to side, front to back. When that truck rolls out of there, I'll tell you, you stamp on it, it is going down the road, clipping over zombies, running over trees, jumping over boulders in my own personal property, by the way, not other people's trees and boulders. They know what it needs to get the truck right. They have a long and storied history of doing many, many, many things, from very, very complex to not as complex. Basics to very complex, damn near disassembled the entire motor to do the... I called it the gobstopper check. When Willy Wonka had the gobstopper machine, Mike and the guys were inside making sure the gobstopper was right. Call them anytime at 323-8650. And remember, get a pre-26-point inspection. We always talk about the basics. The heat is on. It's summer's not over. It's a nice day out there. Don't get me wrong. I've been out there for a couple hours. It's only 90-some degrees. Underhood temperatures, ladies and gentlemen, will approach 240 degrees, even on a nice day like today. Get your car in. Get it on the schedule. Get a pre-26-point inspection. Tell Mike you heard it on the radio at Brush Briars of Freedom at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, and he has got a special gift for you if you say the word 55-gallon barrel of freedom. He's got something under the counter for you from me. You can find him at 1046 North Beverly. Check him out on the interweb at PerfectionAutoWorks.com. They've been my brother from another mother, Tucson's local organic mechanic, also brought to you by my way better half, the girl I love, Danny at Biomed LLC, providing that amniotechnology solution to guys like me that really do need it, and also a very, very, in her repertoire, how about that for a little more repertoire, I almost thought I had four syllables out there, in her repertoire, in her toolbox, ladies and gentlemen, plates and screws, tibias, fibias, beamers, radius, and ulnas. Take care of all that stuff. If they are shattered beyond repair, the surgeon has to go to Danny and get this selection of plates and screws made out of titanium or ceramic. Some, you know, very, very complex manufacturing, ladies and gentlemen. The surgeon is a very, very complex kind of guy, too, when he puts these things back together. Highly skilled people, just like Danny at Biomed. The girl I love, the girl that keeps me from going completely, absolutely bat crap crazy, even though today might be one of those days. Leash is off today, ladies and gentlemen. I left my leash in the truck. I am ready to go. Find her at biomedllc.org. Also brought to you by the guys right down the thoroughfare. I'm bouncing around right now. I'm ready to go. 3630 South Dodge, Frontier Towing, providing a moral and ethical solution for 27, 28, 29 years in this town. Making sure that when Sorry, and we don't want it to happen. I should say when and if. Bad things happen on the roads. Those guys are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to get you out of a dangerous, compromised situation. Could it be an accident? Could it be a collision? It doesn't matter. 748-1100. They will get there just as quick as they can to get you out of that situation, put you in an air-conditioned truck, get you where you need to be. You know, I, and again, I will continue to say this. It's a broken record. People at 1030 KBY don't want it to happen, but the guys at Frontier are here if it does. You call them, put the number in your speed dial at 748-1100. Also brought to you by my internet supplier of Brush Fires of Freedom, Sean Hoffine, personally, and Brush Fires of Freedom food truck, which I'll tell you about in a minute, providing a very niche service all the way around Mount Lemmon. Florence, shooting RF internet stuff I don't really understand, shooting RF internet signals to your casa in a place you didn't have it before. You know, you're getting 1.1 meg or something out of your phone line, and you're like, oh, I can't watch a movie. John takes care of this. Been doing it for years and years and years in this town. Understands RF internet solution connectivity problems, networking problems, server relocation. I don't know. You need to put something on a server. He knows how to do all that stuff. This guy's an expert at internet solutions. Call him at 520-612-6125. And also my new concern, cat's out of the bag last week, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you guys, I am in the process of building my food trailer. I am going to be an entrepreneur one more time. I am going to, as I say, I do believe we're going to have a very unusual menu, and it's going to be related to the founding of the country. The 1776 will be a menu item. The 1812 will be a menu item. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Third Amendment, the Fourth Amendment will be menu items. I've got one kind of crazy down at the bottom. I've got the Elvis. It is a grilled peanut butter and banana sandwich that will knock your socks off. You will not get this kind of food out of a food truck. I promise, ladies and gentlemen. And occasionally we'll have the Declaration of Independence special. And probably we'll throw in just one of those spicy things, the Constitution, right? It'll be on the menu. We will pass out, with the help from Mike at Perfection Auto Works, we will pass out copies of the Constitution, the Citizens Rule Book. We will try and make sure people that come and work with me get to learn. What do I say? Teaching is the highest calling, right? Teaching is the highest calling. It's very important to me, ladies and gentlemen. Knowledge is freedom. Knowledge is power. And if you have a child, this is my little commentary, if you have a child, one of the most important aspects of having and raising a child has always been to me the education thereof. It is absolutely critical, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a child, you don't have to go down to the state and get a permission slip. You can do this. That's one of the few unregulated things left. You don't have to have a permission slip. But once you have one, I know we got the basic needs in the beginning. We got to feed the baby. I know we got to put a diaper on the baby. Baby's got to have a safe place to sleep with no scorpions, cats, rats, and dogs around the baby. But I'll tell you, as soon as the baby has the ability to put two letters together, you as a parent are in charge. At that time, if you decide to send one into these public mind-washing camps, you might, and this is might, not going to broad brush, you might have made a very, very critical, bad decision. And what happens over the last, I mean, I went to a functional school. I'll tell you guys, I went to a completely functional school. I can talk to people. I can tell you my 10th grade English lit teacher was named Tom Till, taught me photography, English lit, where we read The Grapes of Wrath, right? We read Animal Farm. We read The Telltale Heart. We read these books in school so that we would become better people. Does it matter that I know The Grapes of Wrath or I know Steinbeck? Probably not. But it's called well-rounded education. Logic, mathematical equations, music was part of it. I'll go into that in a minute. But what happens if, ladies and gentlemen, God forbid, your child goes through one of these things in 12 and a half years of this later, they go, Come out of high school, think they're real smart, and they go to try to get a job interview. John's going to play our brand new millennial job interview. We will be right back in about 3 minutes, and I'll finish this out, take a break, and we'll get going. Nuclear clock says 1:16 today, 25 August, year of our Lord 2019. Thanks for coming back. Go ahead, John.
Amy, it says you are trained in technology. That's very good. Are you adept at Excel?
No.
PowerPoint?
No.
Publisher?
Not really.
Exactly in what area of technology are you proficient?
Snapchat, Pinterest, Instagram, Vine, Twitter. You know the big ones.
I'm surprised you didn't say Facebook.
That's for old people, like my parents. That's funny.
Well, Amy, when you're working for me, you have to have those kind of research skills, because I'll send you things for you to comb through and get the answers and send them to me. So for that, you've got to be really good at technology.
For stuff like that, no problem. I'll just ask Siri.
You'll just ask Siri?
You know, Siri tell me this, Siri find me that. We're all good getting you the answers.
Tell Siri I want you ready to go at 8 sharp each and every morning.
I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
What you just said.
You don't understand be ready to go?
No. You said 8, right?
Yes.
8, like in the morning, 8?
Yes, in the morning.
Yeah. That kind of doesn't work for me. Who gets up at 8?
I do.
I Skype with my French boyfriend in Paris until like 3 in the morning. I don't even get to Starbucks until like 10, where I order my grande chai tea latte, 3 pumps, skim milk, light water, 2% foam, extra hot, but not too hot. So if it's okay, I work best in the morning at 10:45.
Wow. Amy, I don't think we're gonna be a good fit.
Why are you so negative? I can sense your hostilities, and right now I am not feeling very safe. I've been here for over 5 minutes, and the only nice thing you have said to me was nice resume, which I typed all night for this meeting with you. You've given me no guidance, no validation, no encouragement, no supervision. Is there an HR director somewhere?
HR director?
Yes, I need to speak to someone. I may have to take off today as a mental health day.
Take the day off, you, Amy. Amy, look at me. You don't work here.
Are you firing me?
Okay, yes.
That's exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. This is what my friends go through right now. This is what my friends go through that pay exorbitant amount of property taxes, business taxes, employment taxes, federal unemployment taxes, state unemployment taxes, FICA taxes. Good God, what else do they want out of us? Is there any chance that we want a child to come out of 12 and a half years of some, again, public-owned government mind-washing camp and act like that? When they come into a place, ladies and gentlemen, I don't ask for much. I would like a child, young adult, to be able to come in and discuss with the customer their needs. Say simple things. Thank you for coming in. May I help you? We're not asking to rewrite the Bible, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to get out on this. I'll take a little break here. Out of my great book, I don't know why I opened this up last night. You know, everybody knows John, right? John the Revelator. Out of Revelation 1:3. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, Fresh Friars of Freedom will be right back, as you know. John, I know. I just about rolled that train right in. Guys at Fresh Fires of Freedom actually understand. The guys and guys that are friends of mine, real men, ladies and gentlemen, real men understand that without our women, we are basically nothing but cavemen. I do not desire that. I don't want to be a caveman. I got a girl I love, keeps me grounded in reality, make sure that I have focus and direction, and I don't end up running around the neighborhood with an AK-47 doing something evil, ladies and gentlemen. This is for you, the women of the audience of Brush Fires with Freedom. Thank you, Danny. I love you, and thank you all for being who you are. That's right, live at the Faction Auto Works Studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, Tucson's continuing solution for live local organic radio from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. Everybody loves Electric Light Orchestra. Like, lots of good old times. That was Jeff Lynne. Very innovative music, ladies and gentlemen. Electric Light Orchestra. I need to do a little history before I go into what I really is I'm being driven out of my mind about. Friend of the show, Adriana, actually sent me that video from TUSD and the gingerbread. You know, I'm sorry. I know I am stepping on toes I don't need to step on right now. But gender is not an oil pressure gauge, ladies and gentlemen. It's a light switch. It is binary. Find somebody at TUSD that will just admit that right now. I need to go back in history, ladies and gentlemen, because way back in the day, from the fall of Rome, as we would like to say, 476 Anno Domini, throw down a little Latin for everybody, classical education was very simply defined as trivium education. Back in the day, and of course back in the day, this went all the way to the Enlightenment. We're talking about 1,300 years. This was normal European education, much of it brought to you by the Roman Catholic Church. First of all, I am not judging and I am not promoting one church over another, but I'm going to tell you what they did during this time frame. Education was focused on trading students in the seven liberal arts. Don't take that to mean liberal and conservative. Very simply put, they were divided into the trivium, arts of language, the quadrivium, arts of number. The three trivium arts were grammar, logic, and rhetoric. What is the very first thing a child must know before it can begin, he or she, I'll probably just get put on a list here, before he or she, the baby child, can start to effectively learn grammar. Very simply put, grammar is the key to it all. Being able to speak and then read is one of the keys. After you get to grammar, the immediate movement is to logic. This goes back to Rome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not talking, I don't need this filth and this garbage around children. When I say knowledge is power, knowledge is freedom, this is what they were teaching. The third is rhetoric. Why did I play that clip? Rhetoric is the ability to take grammar and logic and converse with someone to either debate your point of view or explain your point of view. This is what we used to teach going back almost 1,800 years ago. 1,700, I'm sorry about that. Now in the quadrivium, ladies and gentlemen, and these are some of the first things gone when your public mind-washing camp runs out of money because they basically, like Jack and the Beanstalk, went and traded off all your tax money for five magic silly-ass beans. They taught, this was very basic, ladies and gentlemen, and why am I so hardcore into music? Because it's turning math and art into your left brain and your right brain being able to have an equation together and knowing that those strings on that guitar, bass, or strings in a piano, I know they probably don't teach this at TUSD, are going to make a noise, and the mathematical equation that Beethoven knew makes a sequence of notes that will please the human or the savage beast, depending on what you are. What I am. I should say that about you in the audience. They taught these things. Harmonics, which was music. Astronomy. In 476 A.D., after the fall of the Roman Republic and the Byzantine Empire, they're teaching astronomy, they're teaching geometry, and they're teaching arithmetic, mathematics, ladies and gentlemen. 1700 years ago, they knew this. And yet now, $7.2 billion in 2018 funding in Arizona, ladies and gentlemen. How many kids come out with a well-rounded education in grammar, logic, rhetoric, arts, harmonics, astronomy, geometry, and arithmetic? Or are they coming out of this little public mind-washing camp that each and every one of us is on the hook for, including my friends that own very, very extremely successful businesses in this town and in Phoenix? We are on the hook for something that is so evil and demonic. That's why I went to the book of Revelation, ladies and gentlemen. The time is near. Those of you in the audience, I invite you to call 790-2040. If you've got a child in this system called TUSD and you don't think you have an option, there are people out there that have been telling me parents are so confused. This is Arizona, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know, and I can't quote, I don't know the facts of the charter school system. I don't know how much capacity there is right now in basis. I know that Lehman has probably filled every single seat in that school since they built it over by my house at Golf Links in Harrison. Golf Links in Houghton, apologize. It's a castle. It's beautiful. The place is beautiful. One of the first places, be about the first couple weeks. I'm going to take my little food trailer over there. I'm going to feed all the teachers because I do believe teaching is the highest calling. But if you are a parent and you've given up the education of your child and passed it off to a state-sponsored education system, do you think you're going to get the results you're looking for? And do you feel right now that you're trapped in TUSD and there's no way out? That's one thing I don't have information on. I don't know if 10% of the kids were pulled out of TUSD today. Can Basis pick up the slack? Can Lehman pick up the slack? Can the small, more technical schools pick up the slack? That's things I don't know. As parents, and a lot of people say, I don't have skin in the game. I don't have a child in this mess. But I'll tell you what, I'm a taxpayer. I own two properties in this town, and one of them they get me for $3,400 a year. The little one's another $1,200. That adds up to $4,600 a year. A certain amount of it must go to education or whatever this mess is, where we've decided we were going to take away the trivium, which Latin, that's the three roads, and the quadrivium, that's Latin, four roads. They were the seven roads toward philosophical and natural sciences and then to theology, which was called back then, loosely translated from Latin, that was the mistress science. These roads led the students to wisdom and virtue. I have a difficult time, ladies and gentlemen, thinking that we need to move any sort of sexual education, family life planning into a TUSD schoolroom in fourth grade. Fourth grade, the child doesn't need to be messed with and told that gender is now a speedometer, not a binary code with the X and Y chromosomes. Schools, if they can just teach morals and ethics in there, don't hit, don't steal, practice the golden rule, and I know you can't say that in a school after the 63 court decision. Love your next door neighbor student as yourself, which would drive you to not hit and steal. Can we just go back to that? Is there any chance that a certain percentage, and I know people are involved, but I also know how troubling it must be knowing that if you're my age and you're 53 years old, when my parents took me to Helen M. Knight Elementary School, they didn't have to worry about me coming home wondering about social justice, diversity, inclusivity. I needed to know very simple things, like my times tables, my additions tables, my division, my subtraction. I needed to be properly skilled by these schools in grammar, rhetoric, and debate skills so that I could explain to other people. I don't want to, again, rhetoric, the ability to tell someone older than you, I don't want to go out on the playground today. I would rather stay in the lunchroom. That's rhetoric. I think I could explain that when I was second grade. By fourth grade, we were working in the lunchroom, ladies and gentlemen. They were also teaching us how to work. We're going to get out of here for just about 2 minutes and 25 seconds on Brush Fires of Freedom. See you back in just 1 minute in the Perfection Auto Works studio. Live in the Perfection Auto Works studio at 10:30 KBY. Live local organic radio from heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me in the Perfection Auto Works studio. This is one of my favorite movies. Kids are, they kind of modeled this off a little, I think it was a Little Daniel or something, a little show way back in the day. The kids are just being rolled into this big machine, making them into sausage. Teacher. Roger Waters and David Gilmour, welcome back. All right, now, I'm trying to put something in here just every week. Sometimes I miss it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, a guy opens the show with Revelation, right? You got to kind of come back off of that. Read about 14 chapters of that last night. And I'm like, oh my God, this doesn't look good. You know, white horses and red horses and stuff like that. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is something they should put. If you have a child in school, you can text me. I will send you a picture of this. This should be in every single schoolroom in TUSD. It's the power of positive thinking. Not the power of diversity, inclusivity. Oh, mommy, I don't know if I'm a boy or a girl. The power of positive thinking is simple, ladies and gentlemen. Be strong so that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. Talk health, happiness, and prosperity to everyone you meet. Always look at the sunny side of everything, including the eggs on your plate, and make your own happiness come true. Ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, this is still the greatest republic on earth. And yes, you are in charge of your bag of meat and bones, and I'm in charge of my bag of meat and bones. Go out there and make yourself happy. Go out there and bust a hump, cut a rug, sing to your girlfriend once in a while, right? Go dancing, get a massage. Forget the mistakes of the past and press on to greater achievement in the future. Mistakes are very important, ladies and gentlemen. As Grandpa said, if it doesn't make you bleed or cost you a bunch of money, you'll probably forget it. But it's a learning experience, nevertheless. Wear a cheerful countenance at all time and give every person you meet a smile. Ladies and gentlemen, people that are with me in the field know every single person I meet is just a friend I haven't met yet. Give so much time to the improvement of yourself that you have no time in your life to criticize others. If you have nothing good to say about another, simply say nothing. Grandpa used to say, shut your pie hole. Be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble. Idle hands, right? And at the end, it says, your happiness is up to you. Be joyful in everything you do. In a quote from way back in the day, a guy named Charles Bukowski said, we're all going to die. All of us. What a circus. That alone should make us love each other, but it doesn't. We are terrorized and flattened by trivialities, and we are eaten up by nothing. Now, at this point, ladies and gentlemen, look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. People say, quote unquote, Arizona's, we're 40, I don't know, depending on who president was, I guess we'd be 56th in spending. We're almost at the end. We're like out of the 57 states, if the other guy was president, that imported guy, 57. So we'd be 56th in education spending. We're not spending enough money. We're never spending enough money. And yet, Basis and Lehman can pull it off with the exact same amount of money. And they build their own schools. Of course, they don't have a football program. Well, that'd be the first thing I'd take out of that damn school. I'd get back to teaching them how to debate. I'd get back to teaching them the grapes of wrath. East of Eden. Animal Farm. Lord of the Flies. Instead, what did we spend? 3 months in TUSD meetings debating whether or not we need to teach fourth grade children about gender diversity. And ladies and gentlemen, you can call it 790-2040. Let's see, I got my little New Testament Psalms Proverbs here. Does anybody know? Can I find that in here? Can I find any of this activity in the little book? Well, of course, I probably can't even walk. Two things I can't walk onto TUSD campus with: a loaded gun to protect myself, or the copy of the Bible. Either one of those probably gets me put on a list. And some ice cream man can put me on a red flag list or something, take away my guns. The school system needs to get back, and the parents that have skin in the game, and I'm talking, those are your kids. Us, on this side of the microphone, Danny, Mike, Jimmy and Joe at Frontier, John at Web Highway, we have more skin in the game as you. We're all independent business owners, and we don't want this millennial coming in here trying to apply for a job telling me about Snapchat, Pinterest, Vimeo, Twitter. Nah, wait a minute. Didn't you learn? Whoa, wait a minute. What's the boiling point of water? Oh, let me GTS that crap. What's the speed of light? Well, I don't know. I didn't have science last quarter. Are you kidding me? When's the last time you saw a periodic table? They even teach this crap in TUSD? Has anybody heard, and I'll get out in just 1 second, has anybody heard of any school in TUSD taking a whole bunch of these skulls full of oatmeal, putting them on a bus, and taking them to a factory and showing them what happens when people go to work? Maybe OSHA would say, oh, good God, no, you can't do that. Well, then why was I there? I was at the Salt Lake City Tribune when I was in fifth grade. Or no, this is one, two, I don't even think I was in the, I don't know, I was a little kid. I'm in here looking at, and ladies and gentlemen, I move these kind of things. The web press that makes the paper, that catfish wrapper, fish wrapper that comes out of that thing over on Park Avenue, those presses weigh upwards of 2 million pounds apiece. Each single cell where you see this huge drum is 57,000 pounds. To see these things running at, I don't know, 42,000 RPM, papers are shooting across the ceiling and somehow being folded and made into a paper. I saw that when I was a little kid. They took me to a pig farm. Maybe that's why I'm a barbecue guy, right? They took me to a potato chip factory. Potato chip factory, I didn't swear. I said potato ship. I don't think you can make a potato out of a ship, although I've got to tell you about my potatoes I'm making when I get these done. They took me to the railroad yard when I was just a wee little pup. When Union Pacific, boy, this is great. When Union Pacific was in Salt Lake City, Utah, they took a whole bunch of us little kids and took us down to the rail yard. And they showed us that they were making trains out of, you know, one set of trains comes from here, all these cars. You pull these cars away and this cars go over here, and they have switching yards. We have one right here in town. Ladies and gentlemen, why has it changed so much in only 36 years? I think I walked out 36 years. That's pretty close. I walked out 36 years ago. So basically, 36 plus 18, 46, 40, 50 some, that's not right. I don't know. But anyway, between 45 years ago, I walked into school. In 1984, I walked out. And it was normal. Even during that little thing in Moab, I got to go out with the U.S. Geological Survey on a one-on-one field trip. Took me out all day. And we went and drove around this ratty old 72 Suburban and went out all these creeks and we measured water flow into the Colorado River. And I learned what this guy did. He was a water geologist for the United States Geological Survey. Teacher picked me out of the class and said, you should go with my husband and go see that. She saw something in me in fifth grade. I got to do that on a full day deal on my own with the USGS guy. Took my little sack lunch, and I went and looked and saw what it looked like to work. We have gone so far off the track. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a huge fan. If you got a child, they should be reading before they go in school. But I'm getting to the point, if this kind of misguided teaching goes on, as John said in Revelation 1:3, the time is near. John's going to get us out. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 41 seconds. Live in Perfectionauto Works Studio, 10:30 a.m. The voice, Tucson's trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me in the Perfectionauto Works Studio. And something, and I've kind of done this probably over, 30 times. I mean, what are the simple life skills you would expect the school to teach? I said life skills. Not diversity. Not gender differential equations. Simple life skills, ladies and gentlemen. Very simple. Number one, individual thought. Individual thought. Number two, personal finance, savings, and budgets. How do you become a freedom lover like me? First of all, learn how to save up, ladies and gentlemen, before you run out and buy anything. Number three, health and nutrition. Number four, resiliency and failing gracefully. Number five, the art of conversation. Paul, how have you been today, young man? Nope, sorry about that. Paul up?
Hello.
Hey, Paul, how are you today, young man?
Oh, yeah, hi.
Hey, hey, hey.
The music in the background was blocking you off there.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I turned journeyman today on the radio, Paul, and thanks for being here for us. I appreciate it. I've been an apprentice for 3 years and 7 months. I got my journeyman card today on the radio.
Yeah, I just got back from Western Pennsylvania. I think your whole point in this hour is this. A lot of our international big corporations are absolutely willing to put the United States out of business, to put us in a depression. Anything to get rid of Donald Trump so they can continue with their total globalism and the United States will be no more than another Cuba. Also, as far as your schooling, I think this goes along with the entire program. It's much easier to have a bunch of stupid kids that know absolutely nothing when they get out of school except how to play a few games. It's much easier to have them turn into nice little socialists when the day comes.
Well, and Paul, you are very knowledgeable about history. I mean, I'm one of the guys. I understand it was Karl Marx that came up with the idea of a state-sponsored education system. Thomas Jefferson did not go to a state school. Samuel Adams did not go to a state school. Benjamin Franklin did not go to a state school. They went to private, at the time, not university. They went to colleges, and they were self-educated. Many people knowing you've got kids that are really good, and you've spent your life in the more, like my grandpa, in the more normal times where we all had books. We didn't walk around with a handheld entertainment device thinking that this machine, this stupid artificial intelligent machine, was going to make us smarter. It's actually probably dropped IQ points faster than any republic in the history of mankind was the invention of this thing. And I think Einstein might have said one time, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, even the fish will start thinking it's stupid. I mean, we're doing a disservice, Paul.
I hire high school graduates all up the Ohio Valley, and I tell you, they're not any better or any worse than the kids in Tucson who are teachers union tell us that they can't teach because they don't spend $12,000 a year. We only spend $10,000 a year. But they're the same kids all over the country, and I tell you, they're not learning to be good Americans at all.
And sometimes I probably bore people to death, but I always fall back to the founding generation and the people that gave us the republic, told King Jorge it was time to leave us alone for a little while. They all at the time, they were all so intelligent, they assumed that intelligence was going to keep going and keep going because they had studied Rome and Greece. They knew they were great thinkers. They had evolved out of the Roman and Greek methods and come to this Republican, Democratic Republic, I understand. They came to this form of Republican government that was beyond anything that had ever been tried in the history of all written, recorded mankind. But in that Republican form of government, the educated electorate, almost to a T, every single one of the signers of the Declaration, the ratifiers of the Constitution, would all say that you must have an intelligent electorate or it could go very, very bad. Uh-oh. Did I lose you, Paul?
No, I'm here. I agree with everything you say, but I think you can trace this back to lazy parents after World War II is what it boils down to now.
There's a debate out there with people that say that the people, no, and don't, please, nobody take this personally. Please. The people that came back from World War II wanted their kids to be better. The baby boomers, I'm not going to blame the World War II parents, but the thought is that the baby boomers actually did the damage. And they continued to say, I'm going to have my kid be better than me. My dad, I'm not talking to you, buddy. I promise you. My dad made me work my ass off to get where I'm at. But a lot of people forgot the simple ways we were growing up. You had to have chores. You had to have responsibilities. Your parents didn't hand you a $400, of course, I'm living in the past, iPhone thingamabob, and let you have unfettered access to all these social media platforms without keeping a very tight leash on that child. And that's, I'm not mincing words, Paul. I'm talking, no, 12-year-old girl with a cell phone does not have privacy. No, no. The things that are going on the internet are not good for children, especially when we know right now that the highest use of the internet is pornography. And people are turning little kids loose, and TUSD included, with their first, I think, K-3 thing, give them the blue screen, which psychologists and psychoanalysts have decided that these things are more dangerous to the influence on the small child's mind than anything, including beating them with a bat. I mean, is there some, Paul, do you think there's anything we can do to see a change move forward? I mean, you've got more experience than probably anybody in the audience. When we're this far away from normal, which you grew up in, and I think I grew up in, is there something that can change?
Well, we can stop supporting all this Hollywood and New York elite that put out all this garbage that comes through these sewer pipes into our homes, and stop promoting them and giving them $100 million a year salary to put out this garbage to our kids.
And that's in my opinion, Paul, and I think I've told you guys, one of the pastors I met right down at the corner at Saguaro Baptist gave me the conversation. I'll tell you in the audience how he said it. If you walked in your house and there was a whole bunch of sewage, what would you do? Would you start shoveling or would you find out where the sewage is coming from? I said, well, I would probably want to stop the sewage before I got the snow shovel. He said, do you have cable at your house? And I said, yes. He goes, I would stop the sewage now. Go home and cut those tonight. It took me 6 months. And I went home and I cut the cables. I took the boxes. I mailed them back to Dish Network. I don't have anything in my house. I don't want any involvement. I will not support it. I've seen one movie in the last year. It's a personal choice. And many, many people say, oh man, that's Sean, he's a troglodyte. Yeah, I am. I'm a troglodyte, but I'm not gonna have the media do anything with my mind anymore. I'm gonna control what goes into my mind and control what goes into my body. That's my choice. This is mine. God gave me this gift. I can't ask you guys to take care of me. My kind of freedom comes with a huge responsibility. Take care of myself, take care of my mind. And Paul, you nailed it. That sewage that they're putting out has been one of the downfalls of this republic. Appreciate your time, sir. Keep the faith out there, Paul. As you walk out in the world, ladies and gentlemen, it seems real simple to me. I'm not trying to rewrite the Bible. I'm trying to actually promote it. Don't hit, don't steal. Practice the golden rule every time you can. Stay tuned. Maurice is going to be in here in about 5 minutes and 45 seconds. I brought him some barbecue sauce because he's talking about something near and dear to my heart, ladies and gentlemen. As you go out there, practice the golden rule. Love thy neighbor as thyself, and this world will be a better place. Take care of your kids. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is freedom. We'll see you next week at 1 o'clock.